We have seen his star in the east and are come with gifts to adore the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. If you remember yesterday, I told you about Saint Gudula, who showed so much compassion to her poor, less fortunate brethren, that she dedicated her life and property to help those in need for our Lord's sake. A Christian should always be prompt to carry gifts to our Lord and acts of mercy towards those who are suffering in this world is a great gift to present, because when you help the poor and the needy, you are helping Christ himself. Today I tell you about two saints who also sanctified their lives while living in their home. They are Saint Julian the Hospitaller and his wife Saint Basilissa. While living home, they did the most perfect exercises of ascetic life and used their property well in relieving the poor and the sick, who were many in numbers in the ancient Roman Empire. For this purpose, Saints Julian and Basilissa converted their house into a kind of hospital, where they had sometimes as many as 1,000 patients. In the quarters of women, Saint Basilissa attended the poor and sick women, while Saint Julian looked after the infirm men. Saints Julian and Basilissa are quite a remarkable couple, for he is a martyr while she is not. Although Basilissa had to endure severe persecutions, she finally died in peace. But her husband Julian suffered martyrdom under the Emperor Maximin in the year 313. Saint Julian had before his death given in his house a refuge for great number of priests and servants of the church who were being persecuted by the Roman officials. For sheltering the priests, the Roman governor ordered Saint Julian to be tortured in many cruel ways and then executed. Several others, priests, men, women, and even children, were put to death at the same time with him. During persecutions, as those of Roman emperors and those of cruel King Herod, those who do want to faithfully worship our God are put into very demanding test. It is easy to worship and revere the good God when he shows kindness and mercy to us, and when he showers us with prosperity. But eventually we are put into test, where we have to face the fact that he who despises the world must also renounce himself. He must renounce himself so as never to follow his own will, but purely to seek in all things the will of God. All of us are his in justice. His will must be the law and rule of our whole life. We are to accept the rule of dying to ourselves, sometimes even truly and bodily, like heroic Saint Julian. But each and every single one of us, at least in spirit, always taking both blessings and setbacks from the hand of God, so that Christ may live in us, and that all our affections and actions are governed by the Holy Ghost. Because although we don't often feel like it, we really do live good times. As we read from the Epistle of Epiphany, the world was in darkness, but now, in our times, the people have the light to follow. The light of the birth of Christ, who is our Redeemer, still shines. What more could we possibly ask from God? And still he has chosen to give us good things: a family, home, school, and friends. There is no one as unfortunate than he who does not see and follow this light. And those who do follow it, they own more than all the gold and riches of the world combined. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.